You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Voice of the Martyrs, VOM.org. They would like us to pray for Christians in North Korea. If you're a Christian in North Korea, it's a good chance that you'll probably be imprisoned. And they estimate 30,000 Christians imprisoned for their faith. And Lord, we pray your sustaining power and love would be over them this day as they are suffering for you. And there is rejoicing in heaven. Wow. And may their suffering bring others to you, to the truth, Lord. Thank you for Voice of the Martyrs and all those Christians imprisoned for their faith. In Jesus' name. Wow.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Today is World Wide Web Day. Do we even remember those words? The old WWW. Yes, indeedy. Yeah, 85% of Americans access the internet daily. I think that's a low estimate. Some people predicted the internet was a fad that would fade in popularity. Of course they did. Back in 2020, there were almost 8 billion people living on this planet, over 35 billion devices connected to the internet. That's an average of 10 devices per household. And that has created some phenomenons, right? But certainly by 2020, we had it going on already. And this time of the year, your kids may experience camp. Going to camp, of which there's no screen time. Jonathan McKee with Plugged In Movie Review talking about the phenomenon of kids at camp.
It happens all the time in documented studies and maybe in your own home. Kids go camping or on a trip where there's no cell service and they come back feeling better about themselves, less moody. Who'd have thunk it? Well, a brand new study by the American Psychological Association validates exactly that connection. When teenagers cut back on screen time, they seem to feel better about themselves. It's that simple. In this particular study, research showed that limiting screen time to about an hour a day helped anxious young people feel better about their body image and appearance. Less comparison, less pressure to measure up, less focus on being liked and followed. Well, what ways can you encourage activities where screens are put away? How can you model this in your own home? For more about the screens in your kids' pockets, visit us at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Jonathan McKee, author of Parenting Generation Screen, with Focus on the Families Plugged In.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
Hey, welcome. I am Joe's Cup of Joe Morning Show. I want to say thank you to Alfred in West Point. Got a neat letter. You know, one say I listen to The Sound of Life every morning on my way to work and on my way home. It's true what people say. You play the right song at the right time. Sometimes I have concerns. You know, I hear a song. Boom. There you go. Sometimes I'm praying that God would intervene in my hard times and help me be a better person. That's our prayer for you, Alfred. Appreciate that. Brought up something really interesting in his letter. He said, I work at United States Military Academy at West Point, and I want to let you know my reason for contacting you. In case you didn't know, the storm that went through Highland Falls, the town there, and West Point were devastating to many homes and business owners, as well as multiple places on the West Point that received much water and mud damage. So every day I come to work, I see Samaritan's Purse 18-wheeler parked in a parking lot. So many people here helping out home and business owners. And I was very impressed because I've never seen that before. It's such a blessing to see them come here to be a great help to all those that suffered any damage to their homes and business. They are truly blessed. May God bless Samaritan's Purse for all they're doing. Amen. And, you know, that's kind of our go-to response team. I mean, there's a couple others that are just as worthy. I don't know how in the world they know where to go. I don't know how they... I think that if there's a need, they go. They pack up a tractor trailer and they go. And they come out of... I know a lot of them come out of North Carolina, where the home of there is, Samaritan's Purse. You know, and on top of that, they took on the Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes coming up. Now's the time to be thinking about school supplies, some fun items to pack for those. You know, middle of November will be here before you know it. But Alfred, appreciate the thoughts. Thank you very much. And keep praying for Samaritan's Purse, right? Where the Lord bless them and equip them. It means so much to people when they see this damage and stuff and they feel lost. And here's somebody putting an arm around them in Jesus' name, praying with them and stuff. Makes all the difference in the world. So thank you. Thanks, Alfred.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The sound of life.
Beautiful Tuesday on the way. I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. That is, if you like sunshine. I mean, you know, out in the sun a little bit yesterday since Bridge Builders was here recoating, resealing the deck that they built some years ago. And been here in a while. It's good to see them. Good to see the kids. Pretty amazing. They have camp. It's kind of getting going again after the pandemic. God bless them. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. John and the crew. You guys were pretty awesome. Thank you. But I was just thinking about being out there. You know, it's like, wow. And, you know, eventually you kind of seek out some shade. Thank God for trees and the shade. Can imagine being in a place with no shade. Wow-wee. You'd be creating them like they do on the beaches in Mexico. Make your own tree shade. They used to think that trees competed for each other, competed with each other for sunlight and air and stuff. But now they know that they actually work together. The more I know about trees, they become as fascinating as bees. I'm not going to go with the bees. But I was watching this very famous scientist recently. You know him, he's all over television and stuff. And despite the incredible design of nature that he talks about and he studies, I don't think he's really come to say it's intelligent, not even intelligent design. It's like, Neil, what's up? You know, but he discovered with trees, you know, a very common occurrence is to have a worm crawling across a leaf of a tree about this time of the year. Caterpillar, you know, whatever, a lot of different species, and they start munching away on the leaves. You know what the tree does? The tree, not only does it say, ouch, it takes about 3 minutes to realize that, ouch, that's kind of the way the tree does it, but a tree will sample the saliva of the caterpillar or the worm that's biting the leaf and will create a scent in the air to attract a predator for the worm or the caterpillar that's eating it. Absolutely true.
This is all some kind of whacked out conspiracy. No.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I stopped drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words putting into sentence doing.
The sound of life.
I am Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. We are certainly praising God. I know for probably 30 years at least, a concentrated effort of people or all over the country have been praying for godly people in the media. And boy, I tell you, it's a tough prayer, you know, because so many times the people getting the publicity, just, you were like, oh, they're just so hard to pray for, you know, you're just like, sometimes you just want the Lord to pull an Elijah on, you know, just wipe them out. And let's. But through perseverance and prayer and God working, here you're starting to see it, aren't you? You can starting to see faith-based productions that are actually in demand. Some of the things that's happened, one of the phenomenal things that Adam Holtz, who was with the Plugged In, a ministry of Focus on the Family, said, you know, The Chosen, if you have not seen it, I'm going to tell you something that's exciting, is bridging the gap between Hollywood and families. In the wake of recent antagonism between corporate marketers and families, it's refreshing to see networks like The CW partner with family-friendly shows such as The Chosen. It now airs every Sunday, featured on the most recent cover of TV Guide as well. I caught the very first one by accident on the CW. I forgot about it last Sunday, but I think they're in the fourth episode. This Sunday will be the fourth episode of season one of The Chosen on the CW. And Adam said whether it's because Hollywood and advertisers are paying closer attention to the demands of the families they serve. You've got like Disney Plus, Johnson & Johnson. They're just two companies airing commercials during the show. And because today's Christian production values are striking a chord with large networks, it is a great match. We're finally seeing Christian stories beginning to compete on a level playing field with everything else in Hollywood. And maybe, just maybe, Adam says, some of those who go looking for the newest season of F-Boy Island will encounter the good news of Jesus instead.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
I am Joe's Cup of Joe Morning Show. I'm always astounded at Chris Tomlin. This is pretty amazing. Very unassuming guy to me. I've heard, I guess it was a blessing offer. You know, he gets a call from Chris Tomlin. Hello? Yeah, I'd like to work with you on something. Me? You sure? You sure you got the right guy? Me? It's just very interesting. Love guys like that. Well, here we are, the first day of August. August. You probably realize that it was named after Augustus, which actually is, the word actually is Latin, Augustus. And he was Augustus Caesar from 63 BC to 14 AD. Very interesting. The grandnephew of Julius Caesar, first Roman emperor. The word Augustus means venerable, noble, and majestic. And so that's where we are today, the month named after Augustus, right? Venerable, noble, majestic. Wow. I don't know if Augustus was or not.
And here he is, Mr. Know-It-All.
I like to think so.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the sound of life.
So I was watching a man as a prelude to his talk. I don't even know what his talk was about, but I was so enamored by the way he was describing Jesus after the resurrection that I kind of looked it up. You know, all you got to do is Google the road to Emmaus. And man, a lot of people did sermons on that. It's fascinating, I think, because we concentrate a lot on Jesus's teachings before the cross. And if we look at him after the cross, it's very enlightening. His whole demeanor, his attitude, you know, he's not limited now to a mere mortal physical body that hurts and whatever. I don't know. We don't know what his other body looked like. But boy, was he having fun. So here you go. I mean, you know, the women saw the tomb was empty. Somebody, an angel said, well, he's risen. He's not here. Okay, so they're telling everybody. There's a lot of confusion, but they know he was dead. There's no two ways about it. So here he is resurrected, and Jesus knows because he's got the keys to life and death. It is finished. He has fixed what Adam broke. But all you know as a friend or an apostle of Jesus is that he's dead and you're one of his closest friends and you're devastated and very confused. And two of you are walking back home to a town called Emmaus. It's 7 miles from Jerusalem, so that's a pretty good little walk. And Jesus just joins them. That's what it says. He just, whoop, there he is. He joins them. And the Bible says that they were not able to recognize him. So he's talking, and he talks a lot about the Old Testament and stuff, and he's referring to places that foretell, you know, prophesy about the Messiah. And so they get to near their house, and they're like, well, you need to come in with us. You know, you don't want to keep going. Jesus acted like he had to keep going. Very interesting give and take here. And the two were pretty insistent that he come on in, come in. And he did. And right when they took the bread, they got ready, whatever they had to do, prepare for the meal. And he took the bread and he said a blessing. And suddenly their eyes were open. They knew it was Jesus. They were stunned. And what did Jesus do? He disappeared. Just vanished. he was gone. And they were so excited. They immediately headed back to Jerusalem. 7-mile walk. And they're going back. And they find the 11 disciples. And they're telling them how they saw Jesus. So what did Jesus do? Boom. He appears. Right? And they were really afraid. They thought it was a ghost and stuff. And he was showing them his hands and his feet, the scars in his hands and his feet. And he said, it's me. I'm real, you know, and all that. And they marveled. And so what did Jesus do? He said, have you got anything to eat? And they had a dinner of fish. It's pretty amazing.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Middle-aged man in church, he said, we had a prayer warrior. She was up in age, and she's in heaven now. But I remember a few years ago, I had the opportunity to stand in front of her and ask her, why are you, you're such a prayer warrior? I mean, you know, you're the one we go to. You're relentless. And what makes you that way? And she's looking at me, and I'm getting out my notepad, man. I'm getting ready to take some notes. And she's saying, Sonny, I'll tell you. She said, God won't let go of me.
Amen.
That's it. Yeah.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.